a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports. Thanks for being with us. These microphones are funny because it doesn't matter what direction I move this one. It wants to move back. It's like a ghost. It's a ghost mic. I don't know.
So it has like little knobs and screws that tighten them, it'll actually
keep it in place. I've been doing all this. I know this isn't my first day in radio, but...
But it might be your second.
Could be my second. Maybe it's my last, Scott. I don't know. Just the way it is. We got a lot to get through here. We've been doing a fun segment, just trying to sneak in as much college football as we can before the college football season. And it's part of our final countdown. Yes, we are getting into really, really almost close enough to be able to say triple digits till BYU and Utah kick off in September. But we're already in the double digits for Utah State. Let's get to the final countdown.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him.
The Utah Utes headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again.
For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
The final countdown.
There you go. Final countdown. 96 days till Utah State and UConn. I know I've got that one on my schedule. I think that's over here. That's up here at Maverick Stadium. Support our...
UConn doesn't have a stadium.
They
got a basketball arena, but no football stadium.
Are they back up into Division I ball again? Or are they back into the FBS
level? They play like at a city park.
You know what?
Parks and Recreation.
What's funny is BYU had that relationship with them for a while when they were playing UConn, and it always felt like, ugh. It's one of the few independents, by the way. Yeah, they're getting into the Conference USA. Good for them. So they're leaving into. So they did what BYU did. They're just getting into a big conference.
Yeah,
Scott, come on. 103 days till BYU and Utah head down September 3rd to take on Florida for the Utes at the Swamp, and then BYU at Raymond James Stadium down there in Tampa against South Florida. Things are still going, though, when it comes to this front of college football where back and forth. Jimbo Fisher is still trying to defend himself. At this point, if you're Jimbo Fisher, you held the quick press conference the day after with Nick Saban. And now he's getting into the nitty-gritty of, you know, he's really not right because we don't pay any of our guys. And so his most recent interview, it was, there's only one of our top recruits who has an NIL deal right now. And so he's trying to point it out like, yeah, he says we bought all of our players, but only one has a significant NIL deal right now. And I think everybody at this point is going, hey, listen, thou dost protest too much. You know what I mean? Like, Jimbo, stop talking. Don't say anything else. We don't need you to show the receipts. In fact, as a coach, you can just go like this. I'm not totally privy to how these NIL collectives work. I can't tell a player what he can and can't do with the NIL stuff, but we try to do everything in accordance to what the compliance or what the NCAA requires and for what our school chancellor says we need to do, what our legal team does, we follow all of it.
So there's a rule in sales. The rule is when the client or the prospect is sold, you shut up. Okay? You don't say anymore. Because what happens is you end up talking yourself
out
or
of
talking
deal.
That person out of the deal. And this is the SEC football. This is big time football.
Yes.
They've been cheating for years. Okay. Everybody knows it. It's now legal.
Yeah.
So why are you guys continuing to sell us? So Nick Saban started it. Dabo's no, it's not Dabo. Who's this? Jimbo Dabo.
They look. Debo. They're like, if you're going to coach in the SEC, you got to have a fun name.
You have to have a
Dabo Swinney.
You have to have like a Bubba
and a Jimbo. Yeah, absolutely.
And regardless of who it is, they all just need to be quiet. They really do. They just need to realize we cheat. We pay players. It's now legal. End of story. End of discussion. And maybe whoever. I just don't see how NIL is going to change the power balance with Alabama. I just don't see it. I don't know why anyone really cares. And you're right. When someone has to defend themselves,
they keep having to bring stuff up. Yeah. I'm going to have another press conference. At that point, you go, hey, listen, we get it. Just move on. No one will talk about it anymore. No, and here's the thing, too. At some point, if you're Jimbo Fisher, all you're doing is bringing – now you've gotten to the point where you're bringing negative attention back onto yourself. And I know that any news is good news, kind of. At some point, you're going to start distracting these recruits, these players, all this stuff. If the head coach is finding himself having to have these explanations and talk about all this stuff, it gets to be a bit much.
I mean, when Jimbo says, you know, go check into God, you know, go check into Nick Saban.
See what the deal is he did, you know.
You can go check into any of these coaches,
of
but they're going to find the same thing. But Nick Saban broke the Bill Belichick school of never say anything theory.
Right.
And they're buddies. And I'm surprised Nick Saban actually said anything.
He wound it up. I mean, he threw everybody under the bus. Dion got into the conversation. Jimbo Fisher did. My heavens. All right. Taking the break. We'll come back. More next hour right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Unrivaled continues. Stay right here with us. It's The Zone Sports Network.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.